This episode brought to you by Correlation and BankJoy. On the show today, we have Payveris' very own Marcel King talking about why bill pay data is so valuable for credit unions to monetize. And my, does he have a bit of news to share as well. So check it out. Welcome back to our show. And on the program today is one of our favorite recurring guests, Mr. Marcel King from Payveris. Marcel, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
I am doing fantastic, Mike. It's been a great summer. Enjoying good weather. I've traveled around the country, as mentioned, and just enjoying time. But busy as heck as you can be. As you know, with Payveris, lots of stuff going on.
So. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you have best of both worlds. You get to travel a little bit and work a bunch. And so you have a really good balance going right now. Sounds like so.
Yeah, definitely making the best shot as I can to balance it.
Good for you. All right. Well, hey, let's talk about something equally as cool. Why bill pay data is so valuable for credit unions to monetize. So this is something that you're going to have to educate me on here, Marcel, because I'm not too well versed on this, but I know you're gonna do a good job here. But before we get into the why. What is the primary issue here with bill pay data and biller sites? Because this is something where I really would like to know more about. So yeah, and you are the expert here.
All right, well, let me give you a little context of the kind of where the market is with online bill pay, right? So when you think about online bill pay, there are about 9.5 billion bills paid per year. And this is IT data, right? So they did a report last year, 2020, 9.6 billion bills paid online, 15.5 billion bills total, and 9.6 online.
Okay.
When you look at the online bill pay space, it's split across three categories: billers, financial institutions, and third-party websites like Mint or maybe a Quicken or some of the other sites.
Yeah.
But when you look at the majority of the online bill pay, it's split between banks and billers. Over the last 10 years, so since 2010, online bill pay has grown 79%.
Oh. Okay.
Billers have grown 123% for online bill pay. So that's 79. The billers have grown 123% in transaction volume from 2010 to 2020.
Okay. Wow.
Banks and credit unions have grown 6%.
Oh, that's a big difference.
big difference, right? Wow. Yes, and the reason that billers have grown so much is because they have made the experience for the consumer so much easier and given the consumer the optionality to pay how they want to pay, so they can pay with their debit card, their credit card, their wallet, digital wallets, whatever it is, all the different channels. For example, Paymentus, our parent company, they actually service the biller side. And so they're one of the key drivers of adoption at the biller side is because they're enabling payment by not only web and mobile, your traditional channels, but by Alexa. You can pay your bill through PayPal. You can pay your bill through Google Wallet. You can pay your bill through Google. You can pay Apple Pay, right? And you have all these different devices. And so they're giving you as a consumer the ability to pay anywhere you want to with the payment method that you want to, right? So given all that, and additionally, when you pay at the biller side, you're paying in real time. Right. So you pay, your bill's paid immediately.
Exactly.
You get a confirmation number and if you were late on your utility bill and you needed to make that payment to avoid a utility power shut off, it's done. Traditional bank and financial institution bill pay completely opposite. You can only pay with your checking and savings. Right.
Yeah.
It's 2 to 3 days or 7 days before that bill actually is posted by the biller. The biller doesn't know that bill is coming. So you get no biller confirmation number acknowledging that you paid that bill until the bill is paid 5-7 days later.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this disparity of experiences with certain legacy bill pay providers. It's all over the board. So I ask all of our financial institutions, I ask them in a meeting, where do you pay your bills? And it's so funny to watch the expressions, right? Because they want to say, I pay a bill, but the millennials, all the millennials, they have no problem. Like, I pay my bill at the biller site. I pay it because I get to use my card rewards.
Yep.
It's paid in real time. It's easy, et cetera.
Yep.
And our bank bill pay is clunky. I just got up a call this morning with a pretty sizable bank. And it was funny because we had a lady who was a little bit older, kind of, I call it my Gen X demographic, right? I'm an ethnic demographic. And she was reluctant to answer the question.
Oh,
like,
oh
well, I paid most of my bills at the bank, but I pay some of them at the bill. And then there was a millennial in the room and he's like, I have no qualm. I pay all of my bills directly at the biller site, right?
Love the honesty.
Yeah. So what's happening is that banks are and financial or credit unions are losing engagement with their consumers.
Yeah.
Because those people are going to the biller sites.
Yeah.
And it's just like all the other fintech services that are being splintered off of financial institutions. And bill pay tends to be a very sticky product if you have it and your users are using it. Right.
Yep.
That's why whatever it was 20 years ago, B of A said, hey, we're going to waive the 50-cent fee that we're charging consumers and offer it for free because they knew it would provide stickiness and long-term value. In fact, bill pay is the third most used function in digital banking.
Oh,
checking your balances and doing transfers.
Yeah.
Right. So it's sticky, it's used, but banks and credit unions are losing that engagement because there's a better experience out there.
Right? Yeah. Oh my gosh. That is like a carbon copy of my experience at, this is a few years ago. I just was this experience on the financial institution site. I'm not going to name names or anything like that. I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but it was not a fun experience. It wasn't seamless and all the buzzwords and stuff. Then I go to the biller site. Bam. You know, I get immediate confirmation. It gets done right away. Like you said, it's trackable, all that stuff now. So
you get your card rewards, right? You like card rewards?
Oh,
you like
your
cards? Yeah, absolutely.
The only pain in the neck part of it is that you have to go to these different sites to pay your bills instead of one place, your financial institution, which is the pro for the financial institution or the credit unions in this case.
Yeah. So that you're exactly right. So when we think about this space, and we launched this at Money 2020, we launched a new product called Bill Center. Bill Center is basically enabling that direct biller experience of real-time payment with your credit card, debit card, your digital wallet at your banking or credit union site, right? So we're in bringing that into the traditional bill pay site, but we're also giving you as a consumer the ability to aggregate all of your bills in one location. So it's not just the credit card, debit card. We're trying to get more engagement for the consumer so that as they're engaged, they're providing more data to the financial institution. So if I have your whole portfolio of bills, Mike, as a financial institution, I have a pretty good idea of what your financial picture looks like.
Yeah, right.
And that data allows a financial institution to provide more personalized experience, make recommendations on how you can actually, improve your financial health and financial well-being.
Mm-hmm.
They could use it for credit underwriting, right? You think of, you probably know Ben Morales at QCash, right? Mm-hmm. They're using data to underwrite short-term loans.
Mm-hmm.
But you can use the same type of data. If I know your bill due date, and I know your amount, and I know that across your entire spectrum of bills, or not the amount, but the date that you paid it.
Yeah.
Now I can understand, are you paying well ahead? Are you paying on time? Or are you paying late? Before it even hits the credit bureau, because that's a 30 to 60 day indicator, right?
Yeah.
We can get in real time that insight into the consumer's payment and payment behavior and financial health in real time, right? And so now the financial institution can use that data to not only underwrite, but offer products and services that can help you out of a bind, that can help you buy your first car or your first home, because now they have more insight into it. So the data becomes much more critical, and that's how they can start monetizing the service.
Yeah, that was my next question. It's like, okay, tell me about the monetization part of it.
So now that you have this data, now you can monetize it with cross-selling other types of services, right? Because now you have a much better indication or understanding of what that consumer may need at that particular time, right? So again, it could be, hey Mike, it looks like you're going to be short on your bills next month. You want a short-term loan, right?
Yeah.
To support that.
Yeah.
Or, hey, Mike, it looks like you have a 15% credit card or Bank X. Hey, we have a 5% no balance fee transfer, et cetera, that we can offer to you. And it's going to save you $4,000 over the next year based on your previous spending pattern, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you're starting to use the data to, again, just provide more relevant solutions and services and personalization to you as an individual, as opposed to kind of the shotgun approach.
Okay. My next question, Marcel, is just came to me out of left field. So why aren't more financial institutions doing this? Why aren't they, helping their customers, or in this case, credit union members? Why aren't they helping them pay their bills in real time and confirmation numbers and all the stuff that the biller site will do? Why? What's holding them back?
Why aren't
they doing this?
Okay, so there are a couple of reasons. Number one is that there are some legacy bill pay providers out there, again, no names, that haven't really invested in enhancing the user experience, right? So bill pay has always been set up a pay. It's bill pay has always been at the end of the, call it payment cycle, meaning you get all your bills, you're either with a stack of them on the pay on your desk, or maybe you're getting some online and you're getting some by the mail. And so you have all this information over here and then you make a bill. It's like going to a restaurant, right? You go to the restaurant, you get the experience. The payment is the last thing you do. And that's right. Kind of how bill pay has been,
okay,
right?
So
it's been commoditized.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been much, if any, investment in the bill pay experience by the legacy providers, right? So that's number one. Number two is it's been really difficult to enable that real-time payment to the biller because you have to integrate to that biller's accounts receivables
in order
to post the transaction,
right?
So Paymentus, our new parent company, super excited about this. Paymentus, that's what they do. They actually provide the front-end technology for billers so that you can go pay your bills at the biller site. But we've integrated into that technology so that when we receive a payment or when we get a payment from you, we can go directly through our own technology now and post that transaction in real time to the biller site.
Oh, nice. Okay. Okay.
So there really wasn't anything that enabled that at scale
prior
to Paymentus. And Paymentus has kind of been building this over the last 10, 15 years. The first big play in that space of kind of exposing this gateway was with PayPal, right? So Paymentus powers bill pay within the PayPal super app.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Paymentus powers bill pay within Amazon Alexa. Paymentus powers bill pay at 4,500 Walmart stores, right? So they expose those to the fintech companies. Mm-hmm. And then as we connected and saw the synergies, it initially started as a partnership. Mm-hmm. They eventually acquired us. And now we have that direct access to over 1,500 billers.
Okay.
And we can expose that to that bank bill pay experience. But more of it is a bill management experience, mm-hmm, because again, bill pay is just one component. What we want to do is allow the consumer to manage all of their bills and financial obligations. Could be your babysitter, your landscaper, your subscriptions, right? So some people don't think of their subscriptions or their babysitter as bills, but you still have their obligations.
Bills. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
I get them every month.
All that together. So now we can give you a single location so you don't have to worry about juggling your passwords all over the place. And we have direct integration to the biller.
Oh, thank you.
Providers in our space that use called screen scraping, mm-hmm, to pass transactions. We're direct. Like we own the system of record for those payments for these billers. Mm-hmm. So it's a much lower friction and more reliable connection, mm-hmm, to receive and to pay your bills, right? You don't have to worry about entering passwords and things on that line. So legacy institutions or technology players have not been able to provide it because they're just, that connection to all those billers hadn't been done yet.
Or right.
They weren't aware of it, right?
Right, right. Yeah, it sounds like you guys just busted down that big old wall. And now you've really kind of opened up the floodgates for financial institutions to actually attain this real-time trackable confirmation, all those really cool features that we would get from a biller site. So, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's exciting. It's exciting. We did an analyst briefing at Money 2020 for, mm-hmm, about a dozen analysts across all the majors, right? And the receptivity and the, we'll call it excitement, that they were seeing, like, wow, we can actually do this for our banks. And, you know, some of the, call it little snippets that we heard across various either clients or prospects or analysts was, wow, you can really do that. Mm-hmm. Or, wow, you guys really hit this on the nail on the head, because, mm-hmm, this is something that banks and credit unions have been looking for
forever,
right?
Yeah,
it's been a big challenge. And so now we're able to deliver on that. And yeah, so it's going to be an exciting end of 21 and moving into 2022. We've got about 4 or 5 signed clients and a ton in the queue, and we're going to pilot here in Q1. And so, it's exciting time.
Wow. Oh my gosh. And based on the numbers that you stated at the very beginning, I would think this would just be such a no-brainer for a credit union, you know, any financial institution for that matter, just because of the stickiness that you talked about earlier. You know, it's like, why would you not want to at least look into something like this? Because, I mean, again, that clunky experience where, this will be paid, you know, in 3 days or 4 days maybe. And, you know, who knows where it's going to go. And I mean, because I had a couple of bills where they just poof.
What?
That's what drove me away. I was like, okay, I'm going straight to the source now. That's where
there you go.
That's what turned me off.
And that's what traditional bill pay is. It's that clunky, time-delayed experience. And I always use the example, look, if I could get a 72-inch big screen delivered to me today from Amazon, why is it taking 6-7 days for my bill to get paid, right?
Precisely.
That doesn't make any sense, right? In the electronic digital world we're in today.
Should be the other way around, you know?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, Marcel, you know what? I didn't ask any questions that I had prepared for you, but you answered them all for me. So, oh my gosh. This is just so cool that this wall has been broken down. And now this really just gives financial institutions, credit unions in this case, that much more value for their members and that much more stickiness to keep them in-house, so to speak. So,
Absolutely. Yeah. And I would say that, you know, when I think about the consumer, the three things that we're providing are, you know, the engagement, right? So the ability to choose what payment that you want to, the convenience to aggregate all of your bills in one time, the real-time payment and that real-time payment assurance, right? So it's posting real-time, you're getting that assurance. The financial institution side, it's about engaging the consumer, right? How do you drive more engagement so that you drive more stickiness and more lifetime value and more opportunities to cross-sell? The data side of it, and how do you monetize that with the data that you're actually supplying or resupply to the institution? The one piece that we didn't talk about, though, is the additional payment revenue that financial institutions can generate, right? So because we're enabling credit card and debit card payments, any of these institutions, their own debit cards and credit cards are being used through this experience.
Right.
They're generating interchange revenue.
There you go.
That. So now they get that top of wallet, they get the control top of wallet, and they get the interchange that drives either the cost down at a minimum, but with enough traction could actually turn bill center into a revenue center.
Yeah.
From a cost center into a revenue center, I should say.
That's the icing on the cake, sir.
That's the icing on the cake, right? So the ROI is real. We've done quite a few analysis on portfolios of billers, and we're seeing very strong results in terms of the opportunity to drive those payments to our direct biller capabilities and to drive interchange and payment revenue as a result of it. So
there's a lot of upside here, Marcel.
Yeah.
A lot of upside with this.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Good grief. Wow. Anything else to add? I mean, I think we covered it. I mean, covered it all. I mean, again, I think we're just scratching the surface here, but in this case, we've covered a lot of ground here. So congratulations on this. This is great news, not only for you guys, but for credit unions out there too.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're super excited. It's time. Like you said, the credit unions have needed something to kind of bring some of that stickiness back, and we can deliver on that, and looking forward to discussing and exploring and all those good things. You know, they have to rethink bill pay. It's not just a checkbox on an RFP anymore, right? It's a tangible product that drives engagement and stickiness. And
that's a major deal.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're looking forward to partnering with that.
Last question for you. Where can folks go to find out more about it? And I'll put that link in the show notes.
Yep. Go to our website.
Payveris.com. Okay.
You got it. Payveris.com and look at there are a couple of links to Bill Center. It'll give you some insight. There's a contact link out there on Payveris.com as well. So, yep, absolutely. Go to the link, take a look, and we'd love to talk to you.
All righty. All right, Marcel, you hit it out of the park on this one. So, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right.
Great news. All right, man. Well, I'll let you get back to work and look forward to the next conversation down the road here. So, hopefully in person.
Absolutely. Yes, in DC here in a few months.
A couple of months. I know it's going to be here before you know it.
Months,
sure. All right, Marcel. All right, awesome. Well, be well. Thanks, be Mike. Safe. Thanks again. This is awesome news. Thank you.